Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition. This is Stephanie here with you.
And Mark.
And you can hear us every Sunday night together. Free Talk Live is actually on every night of the week, but you can hear the combination of Mark and Stephanie every Sunday night, right?
That's right. We do this every just about every Sunday. And mm-hmm. Sometimes one of us is gone, but that's a, you know.
It's a rare occasion, probably only a couple times in the last year, I think. And, of course, Free Talk Live is a show where you can call in and take control of the airwaves. The number, if you want to reach us tonight, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. And I just want to remind folks, too, that Free Talk Live has a pretty unique website. And there's a cool feature there where you can submit stories if you want to hear them talked about on the air, or you want to just get them in front of as many people's eyes as possible. We've got a way to do that over at freetalklive.com right at the top of the page. And, you know, we can't promise that we'll read your story on the air, but if it's interesting, it'll get voted up by the sort of social bookmarking feature.
Makes it much more likely.
Mm-hmm. And I think we check that for show prep quite often, Mark, right?
Yep.
And so speaking of calling into the show, somebody's actually on the line here. We're going to go right into the phone calls and talk with Joe in Michigan. Joe?
Hi. I wanted to call up and talk about Succession that you guys were talking about last night. I listened to the podcast, so I just got on it today.
Okay.
Succession?
I know Mark and Ian were having a good conversation with several people about it.
Yeah.
And let me say first off that, you know, Succession, it might be a good idea, and it might be something that I might even favor. But I wanted to express how I think those in charge of the federal government will play it out if it goes down.
Okay.
First off, the state would pass an act of succession in their legislature saying, hey,
secession. Hold on just a second. It's
Mark
secession.
Has a pet peeve here.
It's secession. Succession would be when one governor goes out and a new governor comes in, or one king leaves and the other king comes.
No, succession from the federal government.
No, it's secession.
Secession.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right.
No problem.
So the legislature passes an act of secession. And I think those in Washington, D.C., in the power, whether it be the Democrats, Republicans, or Obama, or whoever, they'll kind of look at that and they'll kind of just chuckle and say, yeah, sure, whatever. And then people in that state would stop paying their income tax or smoking pot or doing something the federal government doesn't like or not doing something the federal government wants them to do.
I hear they're already smoking pot.
Yeah, they are.
the federal government, I think, would then send in their agents of whatever, DEA, IRS, whatever, to try to arrest these people. And then if the state government, if they were worth any salt, they would repel these people that are trying to come in and kidnap their citizens.
Yep.
And then so the state government would try to stop these federal agents. And then I think once that happens, that's when the tanks come. Because I think the people that are in charge of the federal government are very attached to their power, and they will do things up to including killing people of the seceding state, to keep that power.
Okay, so first off, I think that I like the idea of having conversations about secession. I think it's interesting. I think it it expands the mind. Because what Americans seem to realize is that the Roman Empire rose and fell, the Byzantine Empire rose and fell, the, you know, Greek and Sparta, and so many empires have risen and fallen over time. But somehow this empire is different. That this empire can somehow wield its power over the world, and that it's never ever going to change. That somehow the United States can just Ben Bernanke can print as many U.S. dollars as he wants to print, and there's not going to be any problem. What could possibly go wrong?
Amplify history, right?
Right. Well, you know how? What could go wrong? I think that that's a good reason to talk about secession. I don't think that any state is going to beat the United States to disaster. I don't think that any state's going to be able to pull out before the United States manages to spend itself into just an abysmal state where the federal government is of no use anymore. But you know, that's an opinion. What states can, will, and are doing is nullification. States are telling the federal government, yeah, we don't care about your pot laws. States in the form of the people, in the case of Washington and Colorado. states in the form of Maine and I believe it was Maryland said that the Defense of Marriage Act is now nullified in our state. We're going to recognize gay marriage here, as New Hampshire has and has several other states. The Real ID Act was just forgotten about by states. I don't think that there's any real point other than the income tax. The rubber meets the road as far as the average person comes with the income tax, far as the federal government goes. That's the only real attachment between the federal government and the average individual. Other than that, we like the flags. We say thank you to the troops that are making it so the federal government can tax us or whatever it is. And that's all that it really comes down to.
I don't think the federal government's going to give up on that money. I think that as soon as people stop paying money, they're going to send them the agents, and if the agents get arrested, they're going to send them the troops.
Well, here's a point I'd like to bring up. What if a state were to sort of make themselves so unattractive that the feds would want to kick the state out? You know what I mean? What if a state were such a burden?
That's an idea.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I'd be interested in how a state would go about doing that, and if you've got a scenario, I'd love to hear it.
I wasn't really thinking of anything specific, but the reason I thought of that scenario was because I like to think of the whole secession conversation as... Let's frame it in terms of, look, there's a relationship between the states and the government, right, the federal government, mm-hmm. and it's an abusive relationship. It's a bad union. They're bound together legally, but, you know, the state doesn't want to be a part of that relationship anymore. And so, you know, if this were a, you know, couple, then everybody would say, yeah, sure, one person, if they don't want to be in this relationship anymore, is free to leave, no matter how much the other one hits them or beats them or yells at them or anything like that. And I think people would agree that it's not too cool to hit someone or beat someone or yell at them because they want to break up with you, right? So, I don't know, that's kind of what I thought, you know, if the government...
So how does the state go about not taking a shower for several weeks or something like that?
Yeah, something like that, exactly.
I don't know how the state goes about doing that, you know.
With regards to the media and the outpouring, all that, and videos on the internet, less easily taken care of by the federal government. They'll just cut off lines of communication and that's that. There's not going to be any word getting out, and the word that does manage to get out, they'll spin it however they want, and that's how it'll work.
What do you know word's going to get out? I mean, the media in those states is still going to be producing...
It seems like it's pretty hard to cut off an entire geographic landmass, you know, that represents a state from all communication, especially with the internet and the cell phone networks that we have. And I agree. I actually heard the show last night, Mark, and I agreed with... I couldn't remember if it was you or Ian making this point, but in the Civil War, you know, a lot of people harken back to the days of the Civil War, and they say, well, this is not possible because the same thing's going to happen, but... It's true that in those days they didn't have good communications and nobody knew what was going on. And so if it's able to be documented and put on the internet, I think that really increases the chance that it will be peaceful because, you know, the feds don't want to have egg on their face, basically.
Right.
They don't want to be embarrassed by...
There were bloggers showing what Sherman did to Atlanta and, you know, the horror, the rape, the killings of individuals in Atlanta, then that... It would never be possible.
And people can't ignore it because it's not like brown people overseas. This is former Americans or whatever. This is your neighbors.
Well, right.
That is true.
The government, once they start not liking something, they will send in assassins because we've already determined that it's okay to assassinate people, even if they're U.S. citizens. They'll send in assassins to take out the leadership of that government and the leadership of the secession movement. And, yeah.
I don't know, Joe. Thanks for the call tonight. It sounds awfully... You know, defeatist. What do you do if you really want to secede, but there's no hope of it because they're going to roll in dinks?
I think that we're in the realm of the dystopian pulp novel at this point. I mean,
people have said that about the Free State Project.
Agreed.
Why would all the libertarians move to one place because the government's
just going
to find
some success? At this point, they haven't rolled the tanks in. They haven't assassinated anyone.
Yeah, and I think there's been great success that's been going on.
A great deal of success, the kind of success that I imagine people were talking about when they were talking about rolling tanks in and people being assassinated.
Yeah. Well, let us know what you think. Would you like to secede? Would you like to end the abusive relationship with the federal government? It's Free Talk Live, and I support secession all the way down to the individual level. 855.
I'm for secession of limbs, too.
855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberen, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Amberen absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Amberen relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous 4-herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes. Liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox. On sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You are hearing the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And me, Mark.
And Free Talk Live, of course, is a show where you can call in and take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE is our number. That's 855-450-3733 to get in touch with us this evening. And I also want to invite you, if you'd like to watch the show, not just listen to what we're saying, but also make it into kind of a TV show, a really boring TV show. TV show nonetheless. You can join
us. There won't be any car chases.
No. Well, you never know what might happen on the Free Talk Live studio cam. But you can go to cam.freetalklive.com, find the studio cam and the chat room where you can hook up with other Free Talk Live listeners.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com carries the brands you want, the lowest prices that you're looking for. It's hunting season right now in some places around the United States, so you can get ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purifications, tents, apparel, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned, members in good standing, the Better Business Bureau, and they've got the lowest prices. Go check for yourself. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
You might need some of that stuff if your state secedes. Let's
go. I hope not.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Kevin in Virginia. Kevin?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just wondering what you guys' reactions will be when time travel is legalized for regular consumer usage.
I'm of the opinion of time travel is impossible. I think that if time travel was possible, we would have seen the first time travelers come back.
I don't know enough about physics to know whether or not I think it's possible or not.
Unless it splits off another reality, another dimension where the time traveler goes back into, and I don't understand it, you would think that if it was on a consumer level, that some yutz like me would come back and say, hey, you know, I'm here from the future. And they have had a couple of incidences where there's one guy who is wandering around naked around CERN in Switzerland, the Large Hadron Collider there in CERN, claiming
really?
To be from the future. And that's a really great story.
I want
so bad for that naked guy to be from the future, but I just don't believe him.
Well, Kevin, I hope by the time that, you know, if time travel is possible, I hope by the time that the technology is there, that there is no authoritarian coercive government to regulate it and say whether or not it is legal. And people are making that choice based on the ethics of the situation and whether they themselves would want to do it. What about you?
Right. Yeah. I'm sorry. I just got to say I love this show.
Thanks for the call.
I like listening to you guys talk about time travel, so just carry on.
Okay. Thanks so much, Kevin. Appreciate your call.
And one thing he's pointing out here that's like entirely accurate is if you call into, I don't know, the Michael Savage show to talk about time travel, you're going to sit on hold for 3 hours.
And then you're going to hear about how the gay ducks are unnatural and...
Or whatever.
Okay, I have to explain this story.
Okay.
Real quick, because we do have another call on the line. I have heard Michael Savage's show once.
Once? Okay.
And it was because something was wrong. This was several years ago. I had a car stereo, and something was wrong with the CD player. And I wanted to listen to a CD, but I couldn't get it to work, so I put on the radio.
Okay.
And his show happened to be on. And I think actually it was a station that Free Talk Live was on at one point or something, so I had it tuned to that because I was trying to find Free Talk Live. But he was on, and he's talking about how, well, in nature, two male ducks don't try to reproduce with each other, and actually they do, but that's a separate issue, so he was wrong about that.
Okay.
But he's just spewing this hatred about gay people, and so immediately I turned it off, and that was the only thing I've ever heard him say.
But those gay penguins were hanging out together for a long time.
They raise each other's eggs, yeah.
Yeah. And then they split up over a girl. I'm not exactly sure how that worked out.
Really?
Yeah.
They're bi penguins.
Well, I think that...
Oh, my.
I think that when you don't have the social pressures, that perhaps there's a bit more of that. I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I don't have any social pressures on me, but let's see what David in Florida thinks. David, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hey, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I just had a question. Actually, I'm asking you two a question. My wife the other night told me that she read an article on the Internet about Texas wanting to secede from the Union, and I was like, what in the world does that mean? And so I did a little research, and I found out that's basically what all the Civil War, you know, was about. My question is, what would a state look like if they actually achieved that? I mean, how would that even be done? I mean, what would happen to all the federal entities within that state, the post office, the federal highways? You know, what would that look like if the state would actually achieve that?
Well, it's a great question. I don't know what it would look like, honestly, and I don't think anyone knows what it would look like, but I do have confidence that there are lots of smart people who are experts at, for instance, delivering mail that could figure stuff like that out, what would be done about it. Actually, there are several private companies, you know, DHL, FedEx, and UPS, that do mail delivery. They're actually prohibited from delivering mail under a dollar, right?
First class mail. This is true. Now, you're talking about what would mail delivery look like in a free place. What he's asking is, hey, the United States Post Office claims to own those buildings. Will they continue to do business there? And actually, the U.S. Post Office is a quasi-governmental agency. But, you know, what about the military bases? Those exist in just about every place, every state.
Yeah.
What about the...
Well, what happened before those military bases were there? How did people work things out? I'm sure they got along just fine, right?
Well, I don't think the federal government's likely to pull out of those military bases just because the state has said, we're seceding. Mm. I mean, they're probably just not going to pack up and go. They certainly haven't packed up and gone from Japan, where they were, where the war was over in 1945.
Maybe they'd be expropriated or treated as abandoned property. I don't know. I mean, it's kind of an interesting thought experiment, but we really don't know what it would look like. I guess we can look at history to see, you know, what were some areas like before they were parts of the United States. Because, you know, there was a Louisiana Purchase, there was Alaska and Hawaii that weren't part of the U.S.
Well, I think what we should do is look at places that used to be part of the United States that aren't now.
Okay.
Let's look at the Philippines.
Yeah.
The Philippines...
Isn't that affiliated in some way, or...
Yeah, you know, it's got some relationship.
But, yeah, but it's not officially part.
No, not officially. And the Philippines wanted freedom for a very long time, and... Basically, it took them decades to get there and a lot of corruption in the process. The Panama Canal, it was a 99-year lease that the United States let go early.
Right.
And basically, these come down to, you know, countries that wanted their freedom from the United States and...
Hong Kong, too, with the British.
That was the British.
99-year lease that expired.
But then it went to China, who basically left it alone, fortunately. Mm-hmm. A wise move on their part. So I think that what it would have to be, if you wanted a peaceful secession, that it would be a course of negotiations over decades. It would be what I would think. This is why I don't think secession. I think secession.
Really, you think decades?
Oh yeah.
I disagree with that because one, I find it disappointing, and I don't want to believe it. But
yeah, Mark's full of that.
But two, I mean, we have technology here. Like, yeah, I could imagine it getting really ugly and, you know, negotiations getting stalled, but I just don't think it would take decades. David, any final thoughts?
I beg your pardon?
Final thoughts?
No, I just appreciate you guys taking my call. And
Thanks for the call. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE is our number. Tell us what you think a free New Hampshire or a free Texas or whatever would look like. Free Talk Live.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie here.
And Mark.
And freetalklive.com is our website. Want to let you know that if you're interested in keeping up with what's going on Free Talk Live, if you want to get links to the stories that we are talking about on the show in real time, because believe it or not, you know, the show is full of calls so far, Mark, but usually we do bring in some show prep and we talk about some news items on the show. Then if you want to get updates on that stuff in real time, you can follow Free Talk Live on Twitter. You can also like us on Facebook, and you'll see those postings. You'll also see, you know, comments that people have, good commentary from the peanut gallery, if you will. And you can also get email updates, too, if you want to get, like, the big news about Free Talk Live, like when we add a station or something like that, a new affiliate. And the way to find all three of those things, our Twitter, Facebook, and email list, are at news.freetalklive.com. All right, Mark.
Want me to tell you about the Free State Project?
Yes, I do.
Free State Project is a project to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state. So far, 1,000 have picked up and moved. Hopefully, 19,000 are on the way. with just those 1,000.
Well, there's actually a correction on that, because I've heard our other host on Free Talk Live, Ian, talk about this before. There's about 1,100 people in New Hampshire right now. Some of those... A few hundred, I guess, were already here when New Hampshire was chosen, so
fewer than a few hundred.
But suffice it to say, several hundreds of people have moved to New Hampshire to participate in the Free State Project.
Yeah, and I think just over 1,100 of them are documented. I would guess that...
You mean we have some illegals, Mark? We have some undocumented illegals?
I would guess that some people have moved and not been counted.
Sure. So, yeah. Privacy, people who like privacy.
It's probably fair to say 1,000 have moved. Sure. But, the number is 1,107 that are documented at this point.
And the number who have pledged to move is another thing that's worth touting because...
13,139.
Wow. Impressive. You had the up-to-date numbers.
I happen to be looking right here, yeah. I don't remember.
But that's nothing to shake a stick at. I mean, that's... Or nothing to sneeze at, right? Mm-hmm. It's pretty impressive that more than 13,000 people have signed up and said, yes, I will move to New Hampshire if a lot of other people also do and get active for liberty.
And they're already active and they're having a great deal of success.
I'm glad I didn't wait. I'm really happy to be here.
Indeed. It's number one in the country in so many areas, including tax burden on individuals and all that sort of thing. So New Hampshire's great in a lot of ways.
You mean the number one lowest tax burden on individuals? Yeah, just wanted to clear that up.
Best tax burden.
You don't want to move to somewhere with the number one highest tax burden.
You could go just a couple hundred miles to New York and you'll have that. Anyway, it's freestateproject.org. Go there, sign up. I did. I think it's a great idea. It's freestateproject.org.
All right. Well, Mark, there's something that we both became aware of this week. We had an election recently. I tried to pay not too much attention to it because I'm not into it. But there was something that happened that came up on my radar and your radar, and you brought it in for show prep tonight, which was that there was a woman who, I guess, had a dispute with her husband over him not voting. She felt very strongly about this. I guess you could argue also that she was maybe a little bit unstable.
Unbalanced.
Emotionally unstable. And... something happened. What happened, Mark?
Well, this is from azfamily.com. I've tried to get the most up-to-date story here. This happened a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
A Mesa man is in critical condition after his wife allegedly ran him down in a parking lot because he didn't vote. According to the police, it happened shortly before 10 a.m. Saturday. So she waited a few days to run somebody over. And this wasn't yesterday. This was the week ago Saturday. In a parking lot on Gilbert Road and whatever. Sergeant Jesse Sanger of the Gilbert Police Department said it started with an argument between Holly and her husband, Daniel. The reason for the argument reportedly was Daniel's failure to vote on November the 6th, according in the presidential election. According to Daniel, Holly believed her family was going to face hardship as a result of President Obama's reelection, Sanger said in an email to media outlets Monday morning. Witnesses told
I'm sorry, I just have to break in. Yep. It's so tragic because she's concerned about her family's well-being, right? She thinks that her family is going to face hardship if Obama gets reelected. But what she's not realizing here is that neither she nor she plus her husband nor probably their sphere of friends can make a difference in whether Obama gets elected or not.
Right. And this is, I tried and tried and tried before the election to prepare people for this. And this was the math of the situation. If you understand the math of the situation, you're not going to be as upset about it. Now, Holly here ran her husband over because he didn't vote. He's in critical condition. This isn't a joke. This isn't news of the weird.
Yeah.
This is a really sad situation of a woman who's obviously unbalanced, but felt very threatened by the political process. And the political process is a threat. I mean, if you don't want socialized medicine or whatever, or in this case, it's actually the Affordable Care Act it forces people to buy insurance. And by the way, I'd like to point out, highest insurance rates in the country, Massachusetts, where people are forced to buy it. So it's probably not going to drive down the rates to force people to buy it.
Oh, it was so funny, the people who were like, hey, we can't elect Obama because we'll have Obamacare. Well, really? Where do you think Obamacare came from? It was Romney Care. Before, when he was governor of Massachusetts, he made a plan that was the basis for Obamacare, forcing people to buy insurance.
Yeah, as I understand it, that's the case.
Yeah.
So, he was certainly involved in the process of the plan. And this is what it comes down to is, people feel threatened. Now, in this case, this is absolutely ludicrous because this poor lady didn't understand the math. What I said before the election is look, there's not one election for president. There's like 57 of them because Maine and Nebraska have funny setups as far as their electoral college.
Oh, do they divide their delegates or something?
They do.
Okay.
So, as far as I understand, there's 57 different elections for president. And that means that, in one place, look, if you wanted to
and
vote...
it's all or nothing on all of those, right?
Right. If he would have... if this gentleman that got ran over, Daniel, would have voted for Obama in Arizona, it wouldn't have made a difference Because
Obama didn't win Arizona, right?
Obama lost Arizona.
Right.
Like, all the electoral votes that he could possibly be responsible for if he was the one deciding vote, and I'm sure he wasn't. I don't know how many tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of votes Obama won.
Yeah, there
Arizona
was a margin
by.
On that, yeah.
I don't know what the margin was, but I know that, I'd be willing to bet. I'll bet everything I own. It wasn't one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's safe to say.
So this guy, voting or not voting, didn't change anything, Holly. You ran over your husband for nothing.
Yeah.
You were worried about somebody causing hardship for your family. Now you got a hardship. And this is what I was trying to tell people when I say that voting was a statistically inaccurate,
insignificant.
Excuse me, a statistically insignificant act.
Yes.
This woman ran over her husband, and she got all upset. And so many people are upset right now. Your vote didn't make the difference. If you would have gone out and got 100 more people to vote in your direction, it wouldn't have changed.
No, it would not have changed.
It wouldn't have changed anything.
No. It's sad because this is an act of abject desperation, I would say. She is so desperate to be heard, to have her concerns addressed. Whatever they are about her family, it doesn't go into detail about that. And maybe they had other problems. Maybe there was abuse going on already. I mean, she certainly looks bad in this story, but we don't know what was going on before this. But
right.
But what we can say is that the political process, she's thinking in a very narrow box, right? She's thinking, I feel sad for her because she's thinking that, A, the political process is the only way to get the concerns that she has for her family addressed, whatever those are.
Mm-hmm.
And B, she's thinking that, well, the only option I have, because I have these concerns that are unaddressed, is to run my husband over and to use violence and force to make him do what I want, which is vote or get active or whatever. And that to me is very sad when somebody can't see other options that are peaceful, that are, de-escalating, that resolve a conflict. She only is thinking within this very narrow paradigm of I have to use force to get what I need.
Yeah.
And that's sad.
It's sad that, this is like she created her world, which was what she was worried about in the first place. A threat to her family.
Absolutely. 855-450-FREE is our number here on Free Talk Live. That's 855-450-3733. Have you ever gotten into a domestic dispute or a relationship conflict over something like voting or politics? I'd like to hear from you. This is Free Talk Live, and there's...
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and I'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Sunday Night Live Edition with Stephanie.
And Mark.
You can call us tonight at 855-450-FREE and bring up anything that's on your mind. We're really open to talking about any variety of topics, and we've already had some callers bring up kind of a wide spate of stuff, like secession and even time travel, right?
Time travel was in there, yep.
So 855-450-3733 is our number. Meantime, we're going to talk about something that, well, this is something that I found. I think it's really interesting. Mark, have you ever gotten a ride from a friend or a friend of a friend somewhere and given them some gas money or something like that?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, that's the appropriate thing to do is if you're, you know, carpooling or whatever, you split the gas with somebody.
Yep, I would
if
say
not,
that's
a little more.
That's polite.
Because there's wear and tear on the car, too. That's sort of this unseen thing.
Yep, they may have to go out of their way to pick you up or something like that. Well, you know, I think that's been going on for a really long time, but now we live in the digital age, and there are smartphone apps that can basically help you hook up and find ride shares, right? So if you live in a city,
yeah,
and you're going somewhere, you're on some A intersection, you know, and you want to get to B intersection, you can look on your phone app and say, hey, is anybody going by here? You know, I'll pay you $5 to give me a ride or something like that. Well, guess who doesn't like that?
Let's see. Who wouldn't like that? People that give rides.
Yes, and that would be the people who not only give rides, but people who jump through a lot of hoops and pay a lot of money for the state-granted privilege of giving rides.
I think I'm getting the idea of who this might be.
Yes, so the headline here from socialtimes.com is Uber, Sidecar, and Lyft Find sued by taxi drivers. It hasn't been a good week for San Francisco taxi and rideshare apps. On November 9th, two taxi drivers filed what they hope will be certified as a class action lawsuit against Uber stemming from its months-old taxi service in the city. And we'll find out more about what Uber is here. But yesterday afternoon, Uber, Sidecar, and Lyft spelled with a Y, were fined $20,000 each by the California Public Utilities Commission for operating what the state considers unlicensed charter car businesses.
Hmm.
Ooh, dun, dun, dun.
So this is helping friends put together rides.
Helping people find ride shares. I think all of these organizations do something a little bit different. But we'll find out a little more detail here coming up in this article about what exactly they do. The fines also address the app's lack of control over drivers, which the CPUC is inclined to see as employees. So, for instance, the CPUC...
So the CPUC is who?
The California Public Utilities Commission, so okay. The government, the
so
state.
Employees are somebody that has to be to work at a certain time, and they have to get an hourly wage of some sort or some kind of thing.
And they're
like
subject
that.
To all the OSHA regulations and stuff.
I don't think these people fall into this category.
They have an ergonomic chair.
I mean, if somebody's paying for this service, a brokerage service, essentially,
right.
That's not an employee.
Yeah. So, but these apps were cited for engaging employee drivers, this is a quote from the government, engaging employee-drivers without evidence of workers' compensation insurance in effect and on file with the CPUC.
Hmm.
So just the amount of hoops that you have to jump through with California in order to be able to give somebody a ride. It's crazy. You just can't get a ride from your friend.
Well, I think that they're, in my opinion, they're outside of their legal bounds in calling these people employees. And this is what it all, but this is what it comes down to. Obviously, these people at this consumer protection, what is it? Tell me the name of the agency again.
Oh, gosh. California Public Utilities Commission.
Yeah. Obviously, these people don't have enough important things to do. So what they need to do is they need to fire employees and downsize their job.
Yeah.
But government never does that. It wants to, managers want to, in the government, managers want to have more employees under them. That shows skill in managing so that they can move upward.
Yeah, and unlike private companies, the government gets more money when it fails to do something correctly. So they're encouraged to just fail over and over. And yeah, I mean, this is the level of insanity that government bureaucracy rises to. Another story recently that I've been following out of California is there's a city ordinance that got passed recently in L.A. County where there's a lot of adult films made.
Mm-hmm.
And what they have done is pass some ordinance that requires all performers
to wear
condoms.
Yeah.
That's how it's being portrayed in the media, but it's way more than that, actually. I've heard
some... It creates a bureaucracy.
No, it does, but it creates a porn inspector.
Right, the butter checker.
What it also does is basically put adult film actors in the same category as, like, health professionals, and it puts them under the same requirements of, like, reporting and stuff if they get exposed to bloodborne pathogens or, like, bodily fluids. So, essentially, if you work in a hospital, you're a nurse, let's say, that has nothing, not a naughty nurse, right, but just a regular old nurse, and you get splattered with somebody's blood or bodily fluid,
uh-huh.
You have to report that. It's an occupational hazard, and you can get testing and insurance for that and stuff. Well, now porn performers are under that same umbrella. So anytime they get splattered with anything, they would be subject to these same kind of requirements. And so, I mean, what is it going to do? I guess they're just going to move the studios outside of that county so they won't be subject to that.
It would seem obvious to me that they're just driving out, for one, they asked a referendum,
yeah.
Which is if you go around asking a bunch of uninvolved people who have nothing at stake what their opinion is,
mm-hmm.
You'll probably get a lot of stupid answers, uninformed answers. And that's what I believe happened in this circumstance. And that's what I think what voting is. Here's what we call people that are voting with something at stake. We call those customers, okay?
They're voting with their wallets,
well,
right?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to pick between my favorite cell phone carriers out there, and I'm going to choose the one that provides me with the best service, mm-hmm. and I'm going to give them my opinion. We just call these things customer service. We call this an interaction.
Sure.
But when you start asking people what their opinion is, this was a vote. What do you think? Do you think that porn workers should have to wear condoms or not? Do you think that they should?
Oh,
be
it sounds
like
great.
Yeah, it sounds fine.
Yeah, protect them. Yeah.
Yep. Because it's a good idea to wear condoms. I agree with
sure.
you. Now, I don't know why. I don't know whether I got no idea as to whether or not it's a good thing for the porn industry for people to wear condoms. I don't know. I would imagine
as I understand it, they were very scrupulous about sort of self-regulation because people didn't want to work in an industry where they're going to be exposed to all kinds of things that could kill them. If they get really sick.
Right, sure. I mean, there's a lot of people sleeping around. It's the job description in porn, so that's dangerous. And hopefully, they're checking.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
I wouldn't be working in that industry because for that very reason.
Yes, that's true. So back to this lawsuit here coming from the taxi drivers in San Francisco. They're suing some apps that are basically rideshare apps that allow people to arrange sharing transportation mm-hmm. to certain places. And it's done on a little bit of a smaller basis, you know, just people who have the app, the community or whatever. So here's a quote from the government, the California Public Utilities Commission. If something happens to a passenger while in transport with Lyft, Sidecar, or Uber, which are the three apps that are named in the lawsuit, it is the responsibility of the CPUC to have done everything in its power to ensure that the company was operating safely according to state law. That means
but the company isn't operating. The company is telling somebody else who's looking
it's
for...
It's facilitating an arrangement.
Right.
Yeah. It's not doing anything. All it is a meeting place for people to get together and say, yeah, I'll get in your car at my own risk.
This is done. This is done all over the United States and all over the world.
Yep.
There are companies that give truck drivers, if you're an owner-operator is what I believe they call truck drivers that have their own truck.
Mm-hmm.
My Uncle Bill was a trucker, and frankly, I think these are the greatest Americans because they put their lives on the line every day. Driving is dangerous to bring
it
you
is.
Your stuff. You're not, everything you've got in front of you was brought on a truck, and you know these services will put a truck driver in contact with a trailer, and that truck driver will drive that trailer to wherever he needs to and drop it off. That service isn't responsible for that truck driver doing a good or bad job, I wouldn't think. If so, I would be very interested in how that would be. Now, certainly, if you're talking about Old Dominion or I think it's Schneider's, maybe I've got it wrong there.
What are those?
Those are companies that do trucking. Now, and the trucker works for that company, that's an entirely different operation. Yeah, people are going with the big carriers, and the big carriers are responsible for that. They own the truck, they pay the driver, they're responsible for everything that happens, but not a brokerage service that just hooks a driver up with a trailer, I wouldn't
sure.
think. I'd be happy to hear from a driver if they have that opinion.
And what laws like this do that subject basically brokerage services to the same regulations as somebody who's a one-stop shop for everything, who owns, mm-hmm. Does the distribution and organizes everything and owns the trucks and the drivers are their employees and everything. It keeps competition out of that market, and it makes it more expensive for people to get rides when they have someplace they need to go. It limits people's options, and it's just taking away choices from consumers.
Indeed.
Free Talk Live, it's 855-450-FREE. That's our number if you want to call us tonight. 855-450-3733. Have you ever gotten an illegal taxi ride? I'd love to hear about it. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
Quantum Vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Hey folks, how will you get home if a riot or natural disaster happens while traveling? If you're like me, you'll have membership with OnCall International. On the phone is the company CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, tell us about this coverage.
OnCall International's deluxe membership includes all the great benefits of our annual membership, but also covers emergency evacuation due to earthquakes, volcanoes, political riots, military coups, and more.
Folks, save 30% off your membership today with the code RMAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.